I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shackles and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go.
Go sports, go recreation, yeah, fun time podcast, yeah, go.
The last game of the season, the big one, the Alamo, with destiny looking them right in their dumb idiot faces, Shingardium Leviosa was ready.
It's the last game. It's the final countdown. I've been waiting for this all season. Feels like I'm ready to run. I gotta do some warming up, though. Should probably do that. Does anyone have a ball?
I'm concentrating on winning right now.
I unequivocally expect to win. I expect to win, frankly, in convincing fashion.
It is the last game of the season. I think we've earned a lot of respect from very few people so far this season, and I would like more people to have a lot of respect for us. So I'd love to get a win tonight.
They'd come a long way. Had their ups and their oh shit, game's about to start.
We're about to start?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Not long into the match, substitute player Pat Seaward found out that NYC rec soccer ate your mama's rec soccer.
Now I know what you guys mean when you talk about when you play with assholes. These guys are fucking dicks. The referee doesn't care about the well-being of any of these players. Like, we're just out here trying to have a good time. I've been cleated countless times, dude. It's unbelievable.
Welcome to New York, Pat.
Dude. This is what his dreams are made of.
SLFC struggled to focus on the task at hand. To be fair, what they were distracted by was genuinely fascinating.
What is the story of this guy's shirt?
Of what?
You see this guy in the other team's shirt?
Right,
he's like, it's literally like a face. I think it might be his own face, but he has
that
like a half-shaven beard.
Fuck.
It's like Two-Face. No, look. It's like Two-Face. What do you think of that guy's shirt on the other team? Have you seen him?
Which one?
The guy walking with the green. What do you think of that guy's shirt on defense?
I have no idea what it is or why he's wearing it, but it's pretty funny.
Did you see that guy, the kid on the other team's shirt?
It was just a face with a mustache on it?
Yeah.
What is it him? I think it's him.
I think it is.
I mean, like, there's either like two explanations for that. One, he's got a really weird relationship with his significant other, where that person made him a shirt of his face with like a 70 porn star mustache on it. Or he's super narcissistic. I mean, I think he's French, so it could be either.
It's rare that you get the opportunity to capture the awe-inspiring electricity of a rec soccer game. But here, for your inspiration, we have the final moments of Shingardium Leviosa's season.
Oh, nice work. Oh. Are a lot of them French? Are a lot of them French? Nice throw, Andy. Ah, oh, come on.
You got that. Take
you got, ah, oh, damn it. Nice work, Mark.
Go,
oh,
Mark.
Nice, Mark. Ah, oh, almost.
Good D.
Okay. Game over.
In their final game of the season, with only their pride to play for, SLFC lost 3-0.
Hi. Yeah, just I. Season is over. You know, it's like it's a frustrating game. Like, I think that's I think that's our motto.
Yeah, another really intense team. They just really, yeah, they would come in late, shoulders. This does not make recreational soccer fun. It makes it scary.
I'm hot. I'm out of shape. Like, I thought I would have been in better shape than I was at the beginning of the season. I think it's the opposite.
I played like garbage. I didn't like that.
It wasn't the way I wanted to end the season.
Why did we do this?
It was a good year. Ups and downs and whatever. The squad will take some important life advice away from the experience.
I would say dream big. And, I would say dream big, and sometimes your dreams are nightmares.
I guess there's only one thing left to do here. Just gonna close up the old podcast machine.
Wait.
God? Is it really you?
It can't end like this. I'm giving you one final chance.
What do you mean?
I'm adding a game to the season. You guys never know how many games are actually in the season. So just say, like, it was a... you forgot. And, like, no one has to know that it was me.
But really? There's gonna be an extra game?
Yes. On Thursday, it's 6:50. For what seems like no apparent reason, you have one more game.
Hey, God? Thanks.
Don't thank me. Well, you're welcome. But also, just make the most of this opportunity. Bye!
All of a sudden, and for no seemingly logical reason, SLFC had an extra game. With this second chance bestowed upon them by no less than the Almighty himself, they ended the season the way it was supposed to end. With a 1-1 tie.
It's been fun. It would have been more fun if we won more games, but it still was fun. And I think Shingardium Leviosa has a bright future.
We learned a lot. We put in a lot of hard effort, and I'm excited for next season.
Not how I would have loved to end the season, but we're starting again. So it's not over. We have a new beginning.
It's a great season. I'm so happy. I'm so happy we did it.
Good enough.
I think we came in raw. We were raw cookie dough. Raw egg everywhere in that salmonella risk is high. We were hoping to be a baked cookie by the end of the season. I'm not sure we're there. We're pretty right now. We're warm to hot cookie dough. I think we need a little bit more time in the oven. Then cookies, baby. Cookies for everyone.
Let them cool. Bring them to school. Hand them out. Make friends.
Shingardium Leviosa went their separate ways as their first season came to a close. Andrew Lone.
I really want to score today. That's a personal goal. I really want to win today. That's a team goal. I hope that those two things come together as one.
Andrew went on a vacation to Harry Potter World at Universal Studios Japan. He never left. Meg Bellingham.
I had some soup dumplings the other day that were mediocre at best.
Meg invented baby carrots. She lives on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Pam Mason.
I always get annoyed when the green, you're supposed to be the color you are assigned and not switch just because you have a jersey. And now we're both green.
Pam was drafted by the Columbus Crew in the 2016 MLS Super Draft. She plans on earning a roster spot next season. Ryan Gerhardt.
Neosporin, man. Nature's healer.
Gerhardt fell in love with dance. He teaches hip-hop dancing throughout the Chicagoland area.
Andrew Potosak. Andy opened a pizza restaurant that only serves pizza to him whenever he wants it. He died last year. Emily Gerbner.
I would like to live up to my name and score a goal. Or live up to what I apparently look like.
Gerbs is the town comptroller in Cavendish, Vermont. She's been embezzling municipal funds to buy soccer balls for 3 years now. Heather McGinnis.
The gushers are the best part.
Heather earned a red belt in the Brazilian art of jiu-jitsu. She'll be fighting in the UFC next fall. Nate Hopper.
I just want to do my friends proud, and honestly, this is the only way that I feel capable of doing it.
Nate is dead. Mike Dearborn.
Listen, I just wanted to light some people up, and it was fun. I mean, most of the time they ran into me, it was their fault.
Yeah.
But, like, I still get the glory for it.
Dearborn got really into the 60s. He lives in a bunker in Ojai, California. Ed Winston.
I bought socks for the whole team before this game, and I really thought, like, those socks were going to be like, wow, that team is prepared.
Ed opened an orphanage so that he could have full control of an entire youth soccer team. He is currently under investigation by the Administration of Children's Services. Maury Rothman.
I don't know what they're going to do on this soccer field, but they could do something really bad.
Maury plays the mandolin in a bluegrass band called Hillbillies in Harmony. They're scheduled to tour Saskatchewan this winter. Eric Zalesnik.
Sticky. Sweaty. I only hope it enhances it. It makes me more lubricated in the stickier situations out there.
Eric joined the International Competitive Eating Circuit. His specialty is jalapeno poppers. Andrew Winshank.
I think we played well. I kind of fell on my ass a little bit. He broke my ankles and I fell on my ass. But it was good. It was good, though. We played well.
Shank is a carpenter in Odessa, Texas. He has 47 children. And me? Well, I found out that each of us is a brain and an athlete, a basket case, a princess, and a criminal. Does that answer your question? We'll see you next season. This is